It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. We are discussing reverse mortgages. They are not for everyone, but when the situation is right, they can sharply improve your quality of life. My guest is Sharon Eastman. She's the owner of Big Horizon, a Maine mortgage service specializing in forward and reverse mortgages. She has more than 18 years of experience in the mortgage and real estate investment markets. And she also does popular workshops on topics such as mortgages and understanding the home purchase, refinance, or reverse mortgage process, credit, and why everyone should know their credit scores and how to protect and improve them, and protecting your family money, funding retirement, protecting assets, and understanding how reverse mortgages can help with that. She is based in Kennebunk and took the long, arduous drive to Bangor to be with me today, and I do appreciate it. Thank you so much, Sharon, for being here.
Thank you.
So reverse mortgages, we hear a lot about it. Sometimes it's a little, people get nervous and it seems like maybe dark and sinister, but really this could be a lifesaver for some people. So tell me exactly what a reverse mortgage means.
Okay. A reverse mortgage is a financial tool. It's an FHA loan for individuals 62 years and older to access the equity they have amassed in their primary residence, sometimes over a lifetime, maybe not their entire lifetime. That money is made available to them in a line of credit. Generally, that's the way people mostly take their funds. And they can use those funds any way they want to supplement their retirement years. You do have to be 62, so it usually is someone who's in retirement.
So if someone was to get a reverse mortgage, you would put them, let's say they sold the mortgage to the house for $100,000. They would get that money in a payment plan, sort of reverse making the mortgage. They would get a payment every month.
So first of all, they're not selling the house. In a reverse mortgage, you always own your home.
Okay.
So that is a common misconception. Some people think that you give your home over to the bank, which is totally incorrect. So it's just like a regular mortgage where you own your home, but you're putting a voluntary lien on your home. A mortgage is a lien. And in this case, it's just a line of credit. And one of the ways you can get that money is with a monthly fixed amount. So like you said, if your house is worth $100,000 and you're 62, you're going to be getting in the neighborhood of 50% of the value of your home. So in that situation, 50 grand. And you could take that either as you need it, dictated by your budget, or as a guaranteed monthly payment for your lifetime or the time that you'll live in that house.
Why 50,000? Is it always half of what the house?
That's just an easy example for me to use right here with you. Usually when you're the youngest age, which is 62, it is in the neighborhood of 50% of what your value is. So if the house is 300, you're getting 150, just using that as an example. The older you are, the more money you get from a reverse mortgage based on the value of your home. So the older you are, the more money you get. The younger you are, the less money you get, because this is a negatively amortizing loan, which means your debt balance will grow over time. So a 62-year-old is likely to live longer, perhaps, than an 82-year-old.
So if let's say I wanted to get a reverse mortgage on my house and I was 70 and yes, my house was worth, let's say, $150,000, I would get probably close to maybe $100,000 for
something
that.
Like that, yep.
And then what happens to the house? So I get a monthly payment from this line of credit.
Yes.
And then who really owns the house?
So you always own the house. Just like if you have a forward mortgage on your house right now, a regular mortgage, you own the house. You just have a mortgage on the house. So you continue to own the house no matter what. As long as you pay your taxes and your insurance in any mortgage agreement, you own your house. So as you live in that house, you utilize the funds from the reverse mortgage, hopefully slowly and frugally over time. And then when you no longer live in that house, and this is in the case of one person, but if there's two people, when the last person no longer lives in the house. That's when the loan gets repaid. Again, you continue to own the house, but that is the time when the loan gets repaid. And in most cases, people intend to sell the house in order to pay off the reverse mortgage. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can retain the house, or your heirs can retain the house, as long as the reverse mortgage is paid off at that time.
So you don't take the house when the people in the house die. Let's say they die.
Correct.
You don't take the house and sell it to pay yourself back.
No, because
you just want the money.
Yeah. What generally happens is let's say the last individual dies and their estate is being settled and the house goes on the market for sale. And let's use your simple numbers of $100,000.
Yeah, please do. We sell math games.
It gets the heirs of the estate sell it for $100,000. And let's say at that time they owe back to the reverse mortgage lender $50,000. So the reverse mortgage lender is paid back $50,000 from the sale, and the remaining $50,000, which is profit, goes to the estate or the heirs. So the home is still owned by the individual or eventually the estate if the individual has passed, and the profit always goes to the individual or their estate.
So what happens if, let's say, someone lives longer than expected and they've used up their line of credit? What happens then?
So that's always why I counsel people to use their money slowly and frugally over time, because I have had individuals call me back after 10 years of having a reverse mortgage and say, I didn't expect to live this long. And can I get some more money? So slowly and frugally over time, first of all, is how you use your reverse mortgage funds. But if you do utilize all the funds and there are no more reverse mortgage funds available, nothing happens. You still own your home. You still get to live in your home. As long as you live in your home. It's your home. You own it. It just means that you've utilized the funds. So let's talk about a bad example. After the first year or year and a half, you've utilized all the funds because you were either really had some situation where you needed the funds, or perhaps you were irresponsible. Unfortunately, some people are. That doesn't mean you have to leave your house, sell your house, or pay the mortgage back. As long as you are alive and living in your house, the reverse mortgage does not get paid off yet until the end. The end is always when you've died, the last surviving borrower has left the home for 12 consecutive months, or you sell the house.
If you go into a nursing home,
that's a 12 consecutive months thing.
Okay. All right. So you will never take the house out from under someone.
Unless they don't pay their taxes and insurance, then lender always has the right to foreclose. But yeah.
In any mortgage situation. Yeah, you don't want to not pay your taxes. So they'll always own their house. You're not going to take it if they use all of their money.
Correct.
They use all of their money. They just won't have any more money, but they'll still own their house.
Yes.
And you get paid back when that person dies.
Right. Last borrower. Yep.
So they die and then the house is worth $90,000. And you have given them $100,000.
Okay. So this is fantastic. Thank you. This brings in the FHA loan guarantees that come along with every FHA reverse mortgage, also known as a home equity conversion mortgage. That's the actual name of the product, although we all use a common name, which is reverse mortgage. So there are two FHA protections. The first one is that your line of credit can never be lowered or canceled because of something that happened to the lender. Because lenders lend money and FHA is just a guarantor. They're a federal housing insurance entity. So they just guarantee it. And they're guaranteeing that even if something were to happen to your lender, you're never going to have your line of credit canceled or lowered. So that's the first guarantee. And the second one is about what you just asked me. So the second one is that you, when I say you, I mean the borrower.
Yeah.
You, the borrower, can never owe more than your home's value when you go to sell the home. So let's use your example. You have borrowed $100,000 over time. You borrowed a certain amount over time, interest accrued. You now owe $100,000. The last borrower passes away and the house can be sold for $90,000, or it is sold for $90,000. So it's sold for $90,000, but you owed $100,000. You, the borrower or their heirs could never owe more than that 90. It's capped at that 90. So that $10,000 is actually paid for by the mortgage insurance that an FHA loan charges both at the closing, and it's a part of the ongoing interest is a little teeny tiny bit of mortgage insurance every month. So it makes the lender whole. They get paid $100,000 back. And it makes it so that the individual, the borrower, or their heirs of their estate don't have to pay any more than what the value of the house is at that time.
So the heirs rest easy knowing that mom and dad have actually used that money and had a better quality of life, but they're not stuck. They're just not going to get a big payout at the end or own the house at the end. Unless, now can they pay back?
Yes. So they can. If the individuals, and this has happened a couple of times with like a beach property or a family property or a camp or something that people want to keep in the family. So the heirs can pay off the reverse mortgage and retain the ownership of the home. You know, if that's what was in the will and what people wanted, they can absolutely do that. But most people intend to sell the house to satisfy the reverse mortgage debt.
Can someone, if they didn't, I know we're getting in the weeds, but I'm fascinated.
The weeds are good. We got lots of stuff out on the table. It's good.
If someone wanted to, so I'm thinking someone, the heirs want the house, but they don't have $90,000. Can they take out a mortgage against that mortgage and then pay you back and then just pay the regular mortgage?
Well, the weed part, I mean, the fundamentals, yes. The weeds part, we don't need to go there. But yes, they can take out their own mortgage to pay back the reverse mortgage. The only thing that has to be done is that reverse mortgage has to be paid back when the last surviving borrower has left the home. That's it. Whether you do it through cash, you get a mortgage, or you sell the house anyway, as long as it's paid off.
Is there any, I mean, it's not like the wolf at the door. Is there any leeway? So if someone's in hospice, do you want to start thinking about getting that new mortgage now because you want to pay them back? Or do you give them a little bit of time to go to the bank and say, I really want to keep the old homestead. I need to borrow $90,000.
Yeah. So this is an FHA loan, which means it's a government loan, just like a VA loan or a USDA rural development loan. They have all sorts of rules. And so there's a whole program for what happens at the end when someone has died or left the home. So there is a process for that. And there's a certain time frame. The first thing has to be done within this amount of time. The house has to be sold. The rule is within 6 months with two possible 3-month extensions, which brings you all the way to a year. And as long as you're pricing the house, aggressively for the market, that tends to be a pretty reasonable amount of time.
I wonder if people have images of the reverse mortgage people showing up at the funeral expecting a check.
I'm sure they have that. And there are lots of myths and crazy stories that people have told me over the time. And I say, I don't know where you heard that.
What people make stuff up, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly.
When we come back, we'll talk more about that. We'll get into the myths and what's true and what isn't. If you'd like to hear this show again, log on to WVOMFM.com and listen to it in podcast form. We will be right back with Sharon Eastman from Big Horizon Mortgage Corporation right after this. More to come. Stay with us. Hi, we're back discussing reverse mortgages. We're going to talk about some of the myths because I'm guessing they are numerous. So Sharon, let's talk about that. So we talked about you're not going to come to the funeral expecting a check payback for that reverse mortgage.
Right.
What other kinds of myths are out there that you've heard people say, or what are people surprised at when you talk to them and explain what a reverse mortgage is?
Well, you hit one of them earlier, which is you always own your home. So you do not give up ownership of your home in any way. Some people think if they have a current mortgage on their house that they can't do a reverse mortgage, but we are often paying off a small mortgage that somebody might have as a part of the reverse mortgage. So using some of the reverse mortgage proceeds to pay off the mortgage, and then the remaining amount is in a line of credit. So you don't have to have 100% equity. We used to not care about your credit at all, but now we care a little bit about your credit. And importantly, we do have to do some calculation to make sure that you can afford to pay your taxes and your insurance and kind of your operating costs of your house. But it's a different calculation than forward mortgage calculation. So most people qualify. It's not a big deal. But, and also health. Some people ask me, you know, I'm not well, or he's not well, or she's not well. But interestingly, a couple of the more rewarding reverse mortgages I have done have been helping people fund their end of life in their home.
So if someone is at end of life and they've talked to their family, they've taken out a reverse mortgage, and there is let's say, $50,000 left in their line of credit and they die, where does that money go? Can they just give it back? Can the heirs just give it back to you?
It was just never borrowed. If it's in their line of credit and it's left, it was just never borrowed. So it's just equity. It's value that the house still has.
Can someone, let's say they want to put an end to the reverse mortgage, the heirs do, they don't want any part of this, they would just pay you back, that line of credit would go back to you, and they would just pay you back, say, the $20,000 that their loved one used.
Absolutely.
And they would get the house back.
Yep, exactly. Or they would, the house
never not theirs.
Exactly.
But they would take that, that mortgage would be gone.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And the other one, you've said this would never happen, is you will never be kicked out of your house when you've used up the money.
Correct.
You would have to...
You always have to pay your taxes and insurance, but there's no provision for you to have to leave the house just because you've utilized all the funds.
Let's talk about taxes and insurance, because some people do. So if they don't, like a regular mortgage, there's a lot of hot water you're going to be into. The city's going to be after you, and the government's going to be after you, and the bank is going to be after you. So just don't.
Yeah,
just
don't. Absolutely. Pay your taxes. Pay them on time. There is a provision we can do, what we call a set-aside, where we hold back some of your reverse mortgage funds, and we pay them for you, similar to an escrow on a forward mortgage.
Love the escrow.
Yeah, so we can do that. Not a lot of people take advantage of it. I would say maybe 20-25% of the people who do a loan take advantage of it. Most people feel like, hey, when my taxes come due, I can take that draw out of my reverse mortgage line of credit. I'll pay my taxes myself. I'm responsible enough to do that. It's fine.
Now, speaking of that, if you have someone older and they may have dementia, do you have any experience with that? If someone, a little bit of dementia, not a lot?
Well, when we go to originate a loan, which is get a loan for somebody, give somebody a loan, if they have dementia, we have to have a power of attorney, medical letters. There's all sorts of protections there because that's the way to make sure that everybody's, you know, not taking advantage of the senior, that sort of thing. But if something develops later, you know, do we have a protocol for figuring out whether they're having a problem or whatever? We really don't in the home. But certainly if they didn't pay their taxes, the lender would find out, and we'd call them up and say, hey, pay your taxes. And if there was some sort of problem or hardship, try to help them figure out, you know, a payment plan and things like that. But yeah, the lender will always find out if you don't pay your taxes or your insurance. And so please pay them.
Yeah, they do. That's...
And the town, you know, the lenders don't want the town to be ahead of them. So if there was a tax lien, the lender doesn't like that, because that means that the town or the city is ahead of them in position to get paid back. So we just want to keep everybody happy.
Who is this? Is a reverse mortgage really good for? Who's really appropriate to get one of these?
Or well,
your best client?
It's funny, because when we were talking during the break, you talked about somebody who doesn't have any kids, so that maybe that's a good example. But because they're not caring about maybe leaving funds to somebody. But at the same time, I had people in my office last week, which was a couple who were in their 80s and their adult daughter, and she was fully aware of what was going on, but she wanted her parents to use their money or their equity to stay in their house and not live in her house and not put a financial burden on her. So it's not just about... Everyone's goal isn't just to leave the most money to their heirs. I have plenty of clients who say, hey, I raised them and I put them through college. That's what they get. Or, you know, so, and lots of adult children who feel like this is mom and dad's money. They've paid this house off over years. They should be able to use this to make sure that they have a good quality of life till they're ready to leave.
When we come back, we will talk more about reverse mortgages. If you would like to talk to Sharon, you can give her a call at 207-REVERSE, 207-REVERSE, and she'll talk you through anything or give you advice on a reverse mortgage if you think that that's right for you. When we come back, we will discuss who maybe it's not right for. So stay with us. There's more to come. We'll be right back right after this. Hey, we're back with Senior Talk. Is there anyone that this, that a reverse mortgage is just really not right for?
probably the easiest answer to that is it depends. But most of the time, it's just important to understand that this is a choice that a homeowner is making to use their equity now. Now meaning while they live in the house and they're alive. And so it's a choice. And so when I talk to people, we talk about what are your other choices? Should you be selling your house? Should you be getting a forward mortgage or a refinance? Should you be moving in with family? So it's not always about just reverse mortgage or not reverse mortgage. It's what are your options and what solves your issue right now?
And so essentially, I want to make sure I understand this. A reverse mortgage is sort of like a home equity loan.
It is a home equity loan.
Well, there you go.
It is a home equity loan with a slightly different payback structure. So a normal home equity loan, you're going to pay a payment every single month. And with a reverse mortgage, you're going to pay the loan off in one payment at the end.
At the very end.
Yes.
And is there interest on this loan? So you end up paying more back than you borrowed, like with everything else.
All loans have interest. And so there's pretty modest interest rate on the loan, but you do pay back what you borrowed plus the interest that accrued over the time period you had the loan.
And if someone's thinking about this, you had said that they should be very frugal and really think about, you know, a trip to Europe. If you've always wanted to do that, maybe do it, but really think about it.
Yeah.
Should they really have counseling or structure a budget and say, I expect to live 20 years?
Yes.
Here's what I need.
So there's mandatory counseling for anybody who wants to do a reverse mortgage in the United States. And they must do it in the state of Maine. Most of my customers do it over the phone. However, you can go in person. It's usually about an hour, informational. But it does help people evaluate their thoughts about reverse mortgage. And that's usually done after they meet with somebody like me. But yes, you should do a budget. You should know what you want and what you need. So what's required and what might be the extras. And that's one way that you can take the funds from a reverse mortgage. Let's say you need $300 extra every month, and that's just going to make your life fine and cushy. So let's structure it so that you get $300 a month in your checking account from the reverse mortgage funds.
If something happens and you need $300 a month, but then there was a stroke or something, or the roof.
Exactly. You need to replace your roof. Yes.
Right. So can you refinance your reverse mortgage?
Well, first of all, if your roof or something big happens, you just ask for a bigger chunk because you have to pay for that that situation in your house. But you can refinance a reverse mortgage. However, nobody does it for rate. You would do it because your home value has appreciated substantially over time or that you've gotten substantially older. So for me, the soonest I have ever done a reverse mortgage refinance for somebody is 10 years after they got the first one. So it's really about getting older or having your home appreciate so that there are more proceeds for you to get. It's not terribly common. But I do have some people who have done their second reverse mortgage with me. They have done one and they moved on and they did another.
So they had a reverse mortgage, they left that house, paid that back, and then got another house and did it again.
Bought the next house with a reverse mortgage.
Well, that's a success story.
What do you know?
People probably have varied reasons that they do this. Who should do this if they're looking at someone who's got a pretty low Social Security income a month and the house is becoming a struggle with rising?
Yeah, that's a very common. There are a lot of people who have either, you know, worked in lower paying jobs or just weren't able to save as much and so have a small Social Security. That's a extremely common individual who's doing a reverse mortgage is somebody who's maybe just needs supplemental income. The other thing that happens a lot is people have a forward mortgage, and if they didn't have that, their income would be just fine. But we can use the reverse mortgage proceeds to pay off the forward mortgage, thus creating some cash flow for that individual in their monthly budget.
And you never pay this back until you leave the house.
Correct.
And your heirs would deal with it at that point.
Correct. Unless you're alive, then you deal with
it. Or deal with it. If you leave the house, and that's when you either pay it back or you sell the house and pay it back with those proceeds.
Yes.
Sharon Eastman, Big Horizon Mortgage Corporation, you've been a wealth of information. I really appreciate it. If you want more information and from Sharon, 1-207 reverse, I guess you don't need to do the one, if you're a name, 207 reverse is her number. Thank you so much for being here. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk. Thanks for listening.